I'm alright, but you.
You're fine.
Yeah, don't be hitting on your fence now.
Okay, now remember we were talking about barrels when on that last paper. Now, what did molasses come in when you used to buy it?
Barrel.
And barrel? And what about lard? What would it come in?
Well, they used to buy in big cans about that time. Five-gallon cans of lard. And do you know people used to make the lard?
How did they do that?
Well, they just could get some all that stuff. I know they used to make potash soap.
Uh-huh.
Make that in a big old black ball, not a ball, a pot.
Uh-huh.
Put some bricks in, sit it, add three legs to it. Sit it on there and build a fire under it. Hog killing time, put things in that state. Have you ever tasted some sugar cane?
Uh-huh.
Oh, no, that's the best cooking meal I've had in a long time.
Okay, now if you were pouring something from a big container into a bottle, what'd you pour it through?
Sure. You didn't ask me to pour it. Spout.
Okay, well, what's things sexual like this?
Strainer. Not a strainer or anything, it's a funnel.
Right. Yeah.
You can get them small, large, little size.
And what do you use to make horses go faster when you're riding in a buggy?
Big buggy whip.
Okay. What about oxen or mules or something like that? Would you? Or mules, what would you use for mules? Would you use a whip too?
Yeah.
Okay. Now, if you remember, if you bought some fruit at the store, the grocery put them in a what?
Paper sack.
Okay. And what about, say, a lot of sugar, about 50 pounds of flour, what would it come in?
Like a paper sack. Big old flour sack. Come here being in a crocus sack.
In a what?
Called a crocus sack.
Uh-huh.
But still, it'll spill out of that. And they'll put it in a cloth sack like.
Okay.
Or these crocus sacks, you got a little hole. They use them to put potatoes in. Well, have you ever heard of them? Banking potatoes on the field after they get their well, their done growing and through growing,
uh-huh.
Then dig a big hole
uh-huh.
And put the potatoes all down in there. Then you got ready to go on your mashed potatoes, go out there and dig in the dirt. Do it. It's red potatoes. You can pick peas, butter beans.
Now what would you call the amount of, say, corn that you could take to the mill at one time?
Oh, Lord. They'd take a wagon load.
Okay. And,
they'd pop it out a big wagon. They kept 2 mules to every foot.
All right, and what about a wagon that didn't have a full load? Did you have a word for that? Like if he was going to the mill but he didn't really have a full load, you say he was just pulling or something?